Welcome to the Shire of Pingelly Special Council meeting for this, the 22nd of January 2025. I would like to declare the meeting open at 6:10 p.m. We acknowledge the Wilman Noongar people of this area and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and community. We pay respect to Elders past, present and emerging. Item number three is announcements by the presiding member. So number one, can everybody hear me okay? Is that microphone working? Yep. You can hear me?
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you. You're the furthest I can see away. And if you're deaf, then that works. And I would also like to welcome all the members of the general public here to our first meeting for 2025, albeit a special meeting. It is still our first meeting for 2025. So welcome to everybody, and welcome councillors and welcome staff. Item number four is record of attendance, apologies and approved leave of absence. I would like to accept the apology from Councillor Clinton Cheney. Yep. Thank you. I'm just going back. Sorry, I'm going back to my announcements, just to confuse the issue. And also just to announce that Councillor Peter Narducci has made the decision to resign from Council. Media statement will be coming out about that fairly shortly. But Councillor Narducci has decided that being asked to be involved in a lot more fire-related activities, and he doesn't feel that he can do justice to both, and his absolute passion and love is his fire-related activities. And so whilst we will miss him on council, we fully understand the reasoning behind his decision, and we will think sending out a letter to him and having a little presentation to him later on. So item number five is response to previous public questions taken on notice, and we have none. Item number six is public question time, and we do have questions from one member of the public. So, Mrs. Steele, would you like to ask your question? Do you want to come to the microphone?
Okay. Madam President, I commend the Shire on looking at the upkeep of the oval. However, I'm concerned that there is no mention of the gardens around the prac. I note the large garden bed at the entrance to the prac where plants are dying due to lack of watering. Before considering decision tonight for item 8.1, I ask that Council to consider extending the use of the water to include the continued upkeep of the current beds around the prac, which I believe are just as important to community as is the use of the oval for sporting and event purposes.
Thanks for your question. Can I handle that to the Executive Manager of Works, please?
Wholeheartedly agree. We were up there this morning repairing the reticulation. We're going to upgrade it as required. We're going to change the actual controller to a Bluetooth controller so little fingers can't play with it. But yeah, there is plenty of water up there. We have been up there weeding, hand watering, sprinklers and the reticulation. So it is very important to us.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I've received no other public questions, so I'll declare public question time closed. Item number seven is disclosures of interest. I have received none. Item number eight, 8.1, is the town oval backup water supply. And councillors were being asked to consider the installation of a water connection and meter at the town oval to provide a potable water backup system to maintain the oval to a standard that meets our community expectations. In order for us to discuss this, can I have somebody move? We have an officer's recommendation. Is somebody to move it? Thank you very much, Councillor Hoffman. And seconder, please, Councillor Wood. Mr. CEO, would you like to give us an update on what's been happening?
Thank you, yes. So the oval is very important to the Shire and to the community, and it is so important that we keep the oval to a high standard. Our biggest issue with the oval is water. Every year we are holding our breath to make sure that we have enough water to see us through to the next winter, and really we have been reliant on summer rains to replenish our dams so that we can do that. We've noticed that summer rains have not been as heavy this year or last year or the year before. And so we feel that we need to have a surety for our water system to make sure that that our oval is maintained in that level, to bring, I suppose, the oval back from a near dead situation to a place where it is playable again. Actually requires a lot more water than to maintain it through the summer, and so we've put together a recommendation here, which provides that surety every year, and we still hope we don't have to use it because we'll pay for the water because this is potable water, but. In case it's needed, the recommendation here is to allocate capital funding to provide a water meter and a connection and sufficient water, a sufficient budget in the to pay for 6 weeks of potable water, which is estimated to be, I suppose, the outside duration that we would have to supply water, given our previous experience. So the recommendation is to have those two items, the capital item and the operational budget expenditure, to supply that for this year, and of course in subsequent years that would be a line item in particular. The operational funding will be a line item in the annual budget, should this go ahead.
Thanks, Andrew. So the $22,000 that you are recommending, is that the cost? Explain that cost for me.
That is the cost to connect to the water water main.
So that's a water core cost?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's for the smart water meter.
A smart one.
But they're required to have that.
You have a smart phone and a smart water meter.
Yes. So they don't do the another type of water meter anymore. You're always required to install the smart water meter, and it is a steep cost, but it is a large commercial connection to handle the volume of water that's required.
Councillor Hoffman, you moved the motion. Would you like to speak to it?
Sorry, a few quick things, if I may. Visitors, Council, welcome. Thank you. This issue, it's not important, it's absolutely bloody crucial. We've got to have it. And I was more than happy to move the motion if we go ahead with that. It's just not the Oval, it's the town, it's the community, it's the entire district. Thank you.
Councillor Wood, did you want to speak to the motion?
I can see that we're going to be short of water because of the dam, the situation with the dam not being up there. So rather than run out, I think this is a great alternative. So, I'm happy to be part of this.
Thank you. Do we have anybody to speak against the motion, please? Anybody else to speak for the motion?
I will just say that I have every confidence that this is a worst case scenario backup plan, and that obviously we have the investment of putting the meter in, but hopefully weather gods will play the game and we won't need to sort of be forking out for water all the time. Also, our staff are very competent in what they're doing to manage the Oval and things, so I have every confidence that, this is not going to be a huge ongoing expense.
I want to say only the Oval is like the face of the town, and make it good.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Okay. If there's no other comments, I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please. Carried, 5-0. Item 9, we have no confidential items. Item 10 is closing the meeting. I reckon that would have to be the quickest meeting we've had. So I would like to declare the meeting closed at 6:24. Thank you very much. Thank you to the public.